God leads you into some sort of a ministry, we need to accept that leading without making excuses or why we cannot do what God has clearly led us to do. Making excuses is a dangerous habit, as it denies trust in God and it puts the focus on people rather than on God's leading. Jim Cimbala, pastor of the Brooklyn Tabernacle Church, said in his low point when he was the first young pastor, he said, quote, "I'm not qualified," I protested. "Me, a minister? I have no idea how to be a pastor." Then he says, "When I was at my lowest, I thought more than ever about quitting. I'm not cut out for this," I told myself. "I don't have the ministerial flair. I don't have a pastor's voice. I'm not an orator. I'm too young. I'm so tired." He goes on by saying, "I was confounded by obstacles, bewildered in the darkness that surrounded me, unable even to continue preaching. I discovered an astonishing truth. God is attracted to weaknesses. He can't resist those who humbly and honestly admit that how desperate they need him. Your weakness, in fact, makes room for his power." Jim took steps of faith and God blessed him in his ministry, and the church now has 16,000 members. Here's a few sayings on making excuses. Number one, if you have an excuse, don't use it. Number two, most failures are experts at making excuses. Number three, there are always excuses available if you are weak enough to use them. And number four, great riches awaits the man who will manufacture crutches for lame excuses. The Bible records a number of men who made up excuses for not wanting to be obedient to what the Lord was calling them to do. For example, Moses. At least three times we see Moses trying to escape God's call on his life. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 11, Moses says, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh?" Number two, Moses says in Exodus chapter 4, "I have never been eloquent. Please send someone else." Moses in Exodus chapter 6, verse 12, "Why would Pharaoh listen as I speak with faulty lips?" If anyone should have been confident before Pharaoh, it should have been Moses. After all, he was raised up in Pharaoh's house. He was well-educated and well-known by both Jewish community and the Egyptian community, yet he tried to get out of doing what the Lord was leading him to do. Moses tried to say he was not eloquent and had faulty lips. This may be true, but God was still there with him, and he should not have tried to get out of what God was leading him to do. In Exodus chapter 6, verse 12, Moses says, "Why would Pharaoh listen as I speak with faulty lips?" He kept making excuses. In all fairness to Moses, we must realize that Moses knew who the Pharaoh was, and to stand before the most powerful man in the entire country to tell him that the Hebrew people are leaving was a fearful task. People who teach public speaking often say that public speaking is what people identify as the most fearful thing in their lives, even more fearful than death. Moses may have been afraid to be a public speaker. Jeremiah in chapter 1, verse 6 says, "I am only a child. Alas, sovereign Lord God," I said, "I do not know how to speak. I am too young." God's response to Jeremiah in chapter 1, verse 7. "But the Lord said to me, do not say I am too young. You must go to everywhere I send you and say whatever I command you to do. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord." Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched the mouth and said to me, "I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appointed you over nations and kingdoms and uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow and build up and plant." Gideon in Judges chapter 6, verse 15 says, "How can I save Israel? I'm the least in my family." David was told in 1 Samuel 17:33, "You are only a boy." Jonah ran away from the Lord. The apostles were accused of being unschooled and ignorant men. It was said of Jesus, "Isn't he the carpenter's son?" As a reminder, there were people in the Bible who doubted that God could use them. If you don't think God can use you, you're in good company. In conclusion, the issue in Christian service is the calling God puts on someone. It is not in the confidence you have in yourself, but the confidence you have in God. In the Bible, God used adults, children, men, women, Gentiles, Jews, and animals to do his will. When God opens a door for you, then by faith you should take it. God does not look at your circumstance, but your heart. Trust in, be faithful to him. Amen. Father, help us to be faithful to the calling you put on our lives. When you speak, help us to listen and help us to be obedient. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.